SBC still holding on to the Kansas State title. We saw you in a match with Mike Seidel, and some would say maybe he was getting the better of you. It looked like you needed a little help from Mark Sterling to put him down.
Showtime doesn't need help from anyone, Retro Rick. You know, I pinned Mike Seidel after the long kiss goodnight, just like clockwork. One, two, three.
Now we had a match with with John West, one half of the American Bulldogs. And I got to give it to you, you won this one pretty fairly. It looked like he blew out his knee when he did the moonsault and landed funny.
First of all, you're forgetting about the fact that they debuted a brand new show on Metro Pro Wrestling. It's Showtime. And the reason why they gave Showtime Bradley Charles his own showgram is because I'm one of the best up-and-coming rising stars right here in Metro Pro. So yeah, I decided to put the title on the line in a little challenge. John West accepted. And, you know, to his fate, he tapped out.
That was the half Boston crab. Was that your new move you were talking about? You said you were going to bring out this new move. Is that it?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell. I've seen that move 100 times before.
Well, let's keep it that way. We'll just keep you guessing.
Now the Metro Royale, a chance for over 20 guys, almost 30 guys, to be the Metro Pro champion. You were in at the end with Sterling. Dingo took you out, but then there was this extra stipulation. Mark got an instant match, beat Dingo. Mark walks out with the Metro Pro title.
You know, I would have been upset had Dingo left with the Metro Pro title. But, you know, at the end of the day, the Kansas City Killers still, SBC is still the NWA Kansas champion. And now Mark Sterling takes his rightful place at the top of the mountain as the Metro Pro Heavyweight Champion.